Man Tools is brought to you by EXO Auto Works, Colorado Springs' home of the $30 synthetic blend oil change. Call now, 719-375-3232, or visit exoautoworks.com to make your appointment. Enharmonic Studios. Enharmonic Studios is a hybrid digital-analog facility designed to be quality and affordable to anyone who wants to make history. Call today, 719-963-2020, or go to facebook.com/enharmonicstudios. Twisted Apes Bar and Grill. Twisted Apes offers a full menu, live music, and they're the home of Twisted Radio. Check them out at twistedapes.com. Madrid Maintenance. Madrid Maintenance offers excellent handyman services in the Colorado Springs area, starting at just $35 an hour. You can reach them by phone at 719-963-2020 or online at facebook.com/madridmaintenance. Trevor's Beard is brought to you by The Beard Struggle. The Beard Struggle is my go-to for beard hygiene and styling products. So you should head over to thebeardstruggle.com and use the code TLANE15 for 15% off your order.
Shit in Spanish. This is America. We have a national language. Well, check your fucking self, because America does not have a national language.
Funny how it's Father's Day, we just talk about moms. We just get drawn into it. We just can't.
To me, the idea of taking a child through a sex change to begin with is just nuts.
I think I'm going to go out of here. I'm going to go out here on a limb and speak for all the ladies.
Walk down the hill and I'll call down the head first.
There you go.
Take me out
there. Stay solid.
Man Tools.
We have some guests in the house tonight. Oh my God. This is so much fun. We have from Twitch TV Down to Quest here in the bunker with us tonight. And I think Trevor's going to flip the... There it is. Oh my God, these guys.
And it's froze.
Are
you working now?
Maybe not.
I don't know.
That's what you get for plugging in the really nice camera instead of using my old iPhone.
The old iPhone. Yep.
We'll get it sorted out. Well, I think we got audio on you guys, so if you guys introduce yourselves real quick, like.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm Jack from Down to Quest, and I'm joined with my co-founder.
It's me, Razor. You might know me as Kevin, too. If, you know, we've known each other before Down to Quest, but I go by Razor. Jack's lucky enough he has the same name as his call sign. I chose something different.
So tell us a little bit about Down to Quest for those who are tuning in or tuned in and don't know exactly what you guys are all about.
So we're a Twitch stream. If you don't know what Twitch is, they are an exclusively live, well, I guess not exclusively, but they're known for their live content, mostly in gaming, but they've been trying to change that as of late, but we've kind of grown a bit of an audience and notoriety on the platform over the past 2 years, and what sets us apart is we're kind of a collaborative operation, so we have many people working all on one channel, and we keep that channel live 24/7 around the clock.
All right. So we brought Carl in to talk about specifically the coronavirus, because I think it's one of those things that's going on right now, and there's a lot of misinformation, bad information, conspiracy theories, all that stuff. So we wanted to talk to an expert to clear some of that up.
Sounds good. I'll do my best.
So I guess first off, can you explain what the coronavirus is and kind of how this outbreak in China is different?
Yeah, absolutely. Coronavirus is an interesting deal because it's actually all around us. It is part of a family of germs that is the second most common reason for the common cold. So we in the U.S. see variations of the coronavirus, different strains of it, every single day, especially in the winters. And we've all probably had one strain or so along the way. What makes the one in China different right now is, much like some of its other cousins, when a virus jumps from species to species, or when it gets a chance to mutate, it can pick up attributes that make it more dangerous. So certainly one of the ones that you can think about that would make it dangerous is if it learned the lesson of how to, for example, flood the lungs with fluid. Not something it normally does. When you get a cold, you know, you create a lot of snot and stuff, but you don't usually drown yourself. There are variations of coronaviruses that have done that in the past. You might have remembered in the news the SARS virus. I think that was like 2014, and MERS. Maybe I had them backwards. One was 2014, one was 2017. And those were coronaviruses as well, particular versions of them. And they were very, very dangerous. They learned how to make people incredibly sick. Fortunately for all of us, they never learned the other lesson, which is how to get from one person to another. So in order to be a real danger, any virus, coronaviruses included, they got to learn how to make you sick, and they got to learn how to get from one person to another. So the one that's going on in Wuhan right now has learned kind of one and a half lessons. It's very, very good at getting from person to person. It's not so good. It's kind of in the middle ground for making people sick. So that's kind of the basics.
Well, I wanted to start. We posted a, do you have any questions for Jack kind of thing on a couple of places, Reddit, Instagram, and stuff. So we have some fan questions that I figured we would just run through right at the top and get those answered for those inquiring minds out there.
Sounds good.
And, of course, I didn't have that queued up that I should have.
Listen, we're on a shoestring budget. No, we're not even on a shoestring budget. We're on the budget where we resave those little bread wrapper plastic thingies and build something creative like a swamp cooler. Or...
All right, let's see. So questions for Jack. First one comes from on Reddit. I guess the username is Beastrick, but they want to know what does your Viking gang like to do? And I think he's referring to the Wolves of Vinland, which I believe you're not affiliated with anymore.
Yeah, not for over a year. Yeah, yeah. I guess we don't do anything.
easy enough.
I have a buddy of mine, and that's why I have my dog out with me, because this particular dog is afraid of dudes with bald heads and beards. Not just bald heads or beards, but bald heads and beards he can't fucking deal with. So... my buddy Elliot is over here, and yeah, he's going to come out to the land, Volgang, this weekend. But he's here, and so the dog's afraid of him. So my dog doesn't bark at him for like an hour and a half while we're on the podcast. So I had to bring him back.
All right, let's see. Then user Narcalicious asks any new
death
books?
So delicious.
Yeah. he wants to know if there are any new books in the works.
Yes. Yeah, that's my whole project for this year. I'm writing a book. I haven't released the title yet. I know what it is, but who knows? I might change it.
Okay.
I'm working on a book. Everyone wanted to have me write about rituals and so forth and all that stuff, the pagan stuff that I was doing. But then, you know, as I looked into it further, the topic got a lot broader, and so it's going to be probably different than what people expect it to be, but I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, different is always good.
Yeah.
And then that same user had a follow-up. Any new artwork, and are you still doing tattoos?
I am not doing tattoos anymore. I know I'm no longer a licensed tattoo artist, so I'd let that expire.
All right.
I like to, I mean, I think most of the artwork I do now is just more conceptual. You know, obviously, I mean, like this, you know, and I don't do a lot more of drawing anymore, but obviously I think I do a lot more photography and so forth. So that's kind of how my stuff is focused at this point.
And I think one of the best places to see that stuff would be your Instagram.
Yes.
Start the World. Yeah. I know I've seen a lot of really cool pictures from you on there. And you should follow anyways, even if you don't like to look at cool pictures.
Right. A lot of manly idealism happens there. A lot of good quotes, a lot of good things. You just kind of light up your day a little bit, especially
good.
When you're
good.
You know,
glad it's working.
It is.
All right. That does it for the fan questions.
Could Eric not get on?
Nope. Apparently not. So we're going to press on. We're looking to have Eric Skype in along with a guest, but that didn't work out. So,
as they say, the show must go on.
That's right. The show must go on. How was your week, girls?
Good.
Stressful.
Good. Stressful.
Tiring.
And tiring.
Mm-hmm. Tiring and stressful.
I do not like e-learning.
No?
It's very boring. I don't like school. But I get done very fast.
You just
fast.
Don't like school, Marion?
I get done very fast, though.
But I kind of do. I like seeing my friends.
Math is still my jail cell.
Writing is my jail cell. I don't like writing.
We all have stuff we don't like to do. How have you liked having your mom and I have to be your teachers?
Sort of.
I mean, you still have your teachers, but...
Good.
It's been good.
It's been good?
Oh.
You guys weren't too sure of that. You're just kind of like, eh.
It's okay.
It's okay?
Okay. The teacher I miss the most is definitely my writing teacher.
Oh.
The friend I miss the most, the two friends I miss the most is like...
Right up on that. Today.
Is Amani and my friend Raiden.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. That's who you miss the most?
Mm-hmm.
I miss my friend Abs.
Raiden's a boy. Amani's a girl.
Okay. It's been a bit of a learning curve for me with all the schoolwork and Zoom meetings and...
Especially my math.
Your math has been interesting to help you with.
It's sixth grade math, Dad. It's changed.
This
is
her
sixth grade math,
first day here.
Yeah.
I don't know
She's
if it's
very
her first
excited.
Day here. It's her first time being on the show, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's pretty cool having my girls here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, stand-up comic, host of two shows called Crime Report and Some Kind of Southerner, Pat Dixon.
And some kind of what?
Some kind of Southerner, right?
It's just a Southerner? Yeah, well, you know, I'm from, somewhere down south. Ah! Tennessee, a show called Crime Report, and I got a show called New York City Crime Report, which is all about New York City, and that's how I started off doing it. When I... subway hero Joe Lozito's face randomly on the subway, and then how Joe took around, and then people were like, I didn't even hear about that. No, shit was on the front page for like, you know, the day. I mean, it was a 28-hour killing spree. Pretty killed, and it was on the train going up from, you want me to wrap it up? What is that?
No, I mistakenly click something.
Oh, it's I can't hear you. I don't know what's wrong. I can't. You keep breaking up. Maybe it's because you're in Canada.
I think I'm losing you, Pat. Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I'm here. What the hell is going on? People are listening to this. Nobody's talking to her.
All right, I tell you what. Yeah, that keeps freezing up. I'm going to. I'm just going to call you on the phone from here, man.
You're gonna what? What's gonna go on? What's happening?
I'm gonna try calling you on the phone because this is no bueno.
Okay. Well, we could try Zoom if you want to.
Yeah, we could do that. Let me pop that open. So I'll kill this call and bring up the Zoom.
Perfect.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the joys of live TV. Man, I wish Eric was here so I could... get that going and have him fill time. But that is not the world that we live in, is it? So I will shoot Pat an invite here. And try to keep you kind of entertained while I do that. Yeah, this is kind of lame. We'll try Zoom, see if that works any better. And hopefully I can get that. Come on. There we go. Hopefully we can get Pat in on Zoom. Oh, that is not what I wanted. That isn't what I wanted either. Oh, goodness.
How you doing, man? Can you hear me? Am I here?
There we go. We got you.
Fantastic. Oh, good.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a little smoother. I don't know why it seems like Zoom is a little more stable than Skype lately.
Yeah, I wonder why that is. Maybe the right people owned stock in it. And everything.
Probably.
I think all the shit we're recording is going right to the government, by the way. You know? So.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Trudeau.
I have no doubt.
I mean, look, I'm a big believer in law and order, you know, but I mean, you got to draw the line somewhere.
Well, yeah, it's like they shouldn't know everything that we're doing, right?
I don't think so.
Unless, especially if they don't suspect you of a crime.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't matter. You know what I mean? It's funny how they'll do shit on a big level, like, you know, the internet, you know, and like Obama, you know, with his NSA searches or whatever. I don't mean to like go into Obama in the first 10 seconds I'm talking to you or something, but, you know, all those NSA searches that he did, and then stop and frisk is supposed to be some kind of national fucking tragedy. You know, stop and frisk was a way of saving black lives, you know, Bloomberg saved over 10,000 lives with that policy, you know, and nobody appreciates that. And then he even apologized for it like an idiot. You know, I mean, like, apologize for saving lives, but you know, that's the mind of a billionaire, I guess, who's trying to suck up to the far left.
I guess so. Bloomberg,
weird.
Yeah, he's a weird character, man. One of these guys that I just don't understand if you make that kind of money.
He's rich enough to have a mini small.
Yeah, yeah. But how are you a kind of a self-made man to that level, and then flip around and become like a socialist? That's what I don't understand.
Oh. Look, you made your money, right? All in one world government, you know, because socialism is really just a way. It's because it's an easier way to reign over people, you know, and the whole thing's going to be like a big oligarchy kind of thing, more like, you know, the elite. They always do really well in those authoritarian situations. So, you know, it's like Soros. He's got all the money, yet he's like financing all these fucking assholes who are out there, you know, killing people, beating on cars, you know. That's been a tough spectacle to behold for me, seeing people like stopping cars, you know, and you see like, wow, this is the law is doing a very unnatural thing by preventing these people from being run over where they stand.
$50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.